Paul, obviously a 1-0 game is tight all the way through. Did you see anything specifically that they were able to do to keep your club from eventually beating UC Saros this afternoon here?
Well, we will look at our first period as the uneven period for us. You're always concerned your first game back, first period back after a road trip, probably more so in this the hockey that's played on that trip, the style of game, and it looked like nothing like the game that was played tonight except for the first period we did, right? We turned it over an awful lot. The other team didn't, so we found ourselves chasing the game for that first 20 minutes. Connor was real good. And then after, got back to what we do well. It started with a little bit of physicality that we just wasn't a part of the... I mean, four of the last five games were no-hitters, so we got back to bumping a little bit, got some zone time. And then we just weren't effective enough in getting to the puck to the net in chaos. They did a pretty good job getting some shooting lanes. We still, I don't know what the number will be, but we're over 30 shot attempts from our blue line, got over around half of those probably got to the net, but then nothing off that, right? So either he sees it and gets it to the corner and steers all the rebounds really well, or he eats it. And so there wasn't the second shot opportunity after some good zone time or good work, or we just delivered it there without having enough to jump on a second chance.
How did Tucker Poolman's departure from the game affect anything, and kind of what did you think of your five? That,
you know what, other than the real extended shift that we had in the second period where we got a couple of defensemen trapped out there, I thought they were fine. I mean, they moved it well enough to get us the zone time. We're probably, you know, closer to 13 or 14 minutes of not puck possession, but puck in zone time. That's a good solid number for us, and they would have been under that. So they got us the puck to that end. If we're going to get 14, 15 shots on net or near that from our back end, that's a big number in a game as well. So they did what they needed to do.
Do you have any idea of the severity of Tucker's injury?
I don't. It was enough that they didn't want him to test it, and we'll get it looked at tomorrow.
He did come back to the bench briefly, but never did take a shift, right? Andrew Kopp, I think, called that first period shinny. I think 11 giveaways to two. I mean, was that, as you say, was that a product
of... It was on our end. Right, yeah. They played a good period of hockey, but we did. I don't think it was a whole lot different than, like I said, four of the five games that we just played. But the other team played the same game, so right. We went from playing a no-hitter game, and the turnovers didn't really amount to much either way, except both teams were getting lots of chances. That's a fun way to play, but you get into a game like today, you got to get your head back into hockey. You have to sweat and hit and bang and do hard things to get pucks. And that we got to it, and truthfully, on a one goal down, you're in pretty good shape. You survived it, survived your period, but we needed to get one to go to make that true.
Yeah, and that was going to be my question. Are there enough positive takeaways, at least defensively here? You just gave up the one, limited maybe a lot of...
We gave up a lot of chances in the first that we didn't need to give up. Most of those are puck decisions. You can understand when the other team does something really well and create something, but we would have had puck on our stick in a number of places that we think we should control it or not necessarily do more with it, but play a simpler game.
Paul, what do you see as the biggest factors in your uneven home record?
I don't think we play a whole lot different home and road, and that would be the factor. I mean, we were able to dominate maybe in the past here where we had a heavy line matchup unevenness with teams coming in that we don't have now. So it's going to be a flat line home and road. We got a battle every night. You're not getting that matchup dominance that maybe you used to have in terms of shutdown pairs of D necessarily or how we move the puck.
There is a lot of chances from the point you referenced about half of them got blocked or what have you. What is the play when they're collapsing so much as they are to be able to create quality that gets through the seam before they're set up, after they're set up? Like, how, when that's what you're getting, how do you turn that into that goal?
So I don't find them overly collapsed. I didn't, because that shot, a lot of those shot blocks weren't from distance, so we're not getting a shot blocked by a defenseman from a forward that's the hash marks. Like, there's not a 15-foot gap between. They were out on our points enough. But you've got to expand and collapse them. So we need to get more low pucks to the net, pucks from wraps and around, to truly get that collapse to buy our defensemen time. So I didn't find them five guys net front unless the puck was down there. They did a nice job collapsing after the shot. But the shots that were blocked from a great distance. You know, you didn't have guys laying down at the hash marks and taking one in the chest. They got them in the shin pads fairly close to our defense.
Paul, is there something that would explain your team's ability to play from behind and win games over this past 6 weeks compared to the beginning of the season when your team was so successful at it?
I don't think that it's a change by us. I mean, a part of our zone time, I think teams will sit back a little bit on you. Nothing specific. The teams, as you get further into this, the game gets less and less open, right? The defensive game gets more and more defined. So when you get into later stages of a game, it's not as loose and it's not as open. Everybody now is starting to fight for that playoff. They can all feel it, right, as this race tightens. So I think early in the year, it's a more open game.
Sammy Nuku played a career high, 22 minutes tonight. How did you feel about his game?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, the things that we know he's going to do for us in terms of moving the puck and making plays, to see it, he's going to have to play minutes and he's going to have to be able to play against good players to get those kind of minutes. So I thought he moved it when he had the chance. Any things that he's going to improve on over time, reads, being able to close people off, some things like that, and maybe some simpler decisions, especially later in shifts when it gets to the end. He'll get better.
Hey guys, sort of just on Luka, was he a healthy scratch today? Or I know he's missed practice on the road. Like, is he
it's a healthy enough scratch. Okay, it's my decision.